My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Right. You know, going into the first game, there's a lot of unknowns, right? Weren't exactly sure how much of what was shown last year was going to show this year, and then what was going to be new. So tried to make sure we had a lot of things handled in the first half, and then got a feel for the game. There was a lot of third downs in there where we needed to do a better job getting off the field, and that starts with me. Then we went to halftime, had a good feel for what was going on, and made the proper adjustments.
Hey, Bobby, what kind of challenges am I under with their speed, also just pre-snap, which motion?
Yeah, I mean, all of it's a challenge. Everything about them is a challenge. Mike does a great job, and, you know, we've seen him quite a few times, you know. So every time we prepare for him, we know what it's going to be. We know the challenge it's going to be, and you know, we just have to make sure we're executing our plan going in.
The fact you have game plan for Daniel a couple of times, does that make you more aware of that window dressing, so to speak?
Yeah. I think our guys, I mean, we played them a lot. So, you know, I think that, yes, having prepared for them helps us, but at the same time, there's new faces. You know, there's new faces on our defense that we have to make sure are you know, aware of the things that we already know, you know what I'm saying? So we just got to make sure we acclimate everybody to that. Obviously, it's a challenge because it's a short week, but that's no excuse. We'll make sure the guys are ready to go.
What cut into Greg Russo yesterday? I'm kidding.
I hope he gets into whatever he got into on Thursday night. No, Greg's doing a great job. Works at it, very intentional, very determined. And I think what you saw was just his hard work paying off for him. Couldn't be happier for him. Got to keep it going.
How about you, Greg? When it comes to the one maybe knock on him, if there even was one, is consistency. How do you now seek to attain that level?
Yeah, it's preparation. You know, there's trained and there's untrained, and he's got to continue to train himself in the proper way, not only prepare mentally, physically, but take care of his body and do the things that a pro does to make sure he can keep that you know, that same pace that he's going at right now.
I know the two guys in the secondary, Cam Lewis and Marcus Singler, come in and perform well.
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves here in Buffalo on is having guys that maybe didn't have a lot of reps or get thrust into a role, to have them ready to go. And that's a credit to our coaching staff. But it's really, really cool. For me, it's a long time coming for the both of them. You know, you see what type of football players they are every day. And, you know, the opportunities might not come, but they came on Sunday, and, you know, they took advantage of them. All you can do is take advantage of the opportunities you're given. And you got to be ready when those opportunities come. So they did a great job, and couldn't be happier for them.
Bobby, what's going through your mind? You scored, make it 17-3. There's 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Pretty quiet in the stadium at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah.
Your defense to that point had not made a stop. You know, what's going through your mind at that exact moment, and how do you kind of turn the page and turn it
yeah.
around?
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge because in my mind you're like, oh boy, you know, but no, I mean, I knew we'd settle in. I had that, you know, that gut feeling that we'd settle in and that we just needed to get some adjustments made. You know, the longevity of the drives and not getting off the field on third down really took time away, you know, from the clock. So the time we get to adjust, you know, if you extend a drive, there's less time to adjust and assess really what's going on. So we had that time. You know, our guys ended up getting a stop at, you know, somewhere, or it was that 2 minute, and we went into halftime where they took a knee. And we went into halftime and we just told them, hey, here's what we're going to do, bang, bang, bang. But what it comes down to is that, you know, we talked about we had to get a takeaway. We talk about getting takeaways all the time. That's one of our, you know, that's one of the lifebloods of our program here. And you know, that happened early with Greg, and I think that there was really a momentum shift there.
How important was it to not just get to the answers, but the answers actually worked? And how important is that, especially for a team, a group that hasn't been together for very long?
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything. If you get a chance to try to get a mulligan in the second half and your answers aren't good, it's not good. You know what I mean? So, you hopefully you're doing the right things, you're making the right adjustments, and you know, you're seeing things clearly. You know, and I think we had a chance at halftime to really get together and kind of see those things clearly and come up with a plan for the things that we had seen and you know, and I think they had, you know, the silver lining was they had enough plays to where we could kind of see the plan, you know, a little bit. So, you know, we just, and a credit to our guys, man, they took the adjustments and they ran with them, and, you know, the players are the ones that make it happen. You know, so they believed in it and made it come to life.
How encouraged were you by Vaughn Dillon?
It was really cool to see Vaughn, you know, back to being Vaughn, and you know, he got that sack, and, you know, encouraged because, you know, a little bit more confidence for him, a little bit more confidence for him coming off of last year. Hopefully he'll do wonders for him.
How about for you personally? I know this whole thing isn't about you, but your first game calling the plays, I'm sure – always kind of waited for that moment to take a moment to kind of take a step back and reflect on that.
You know, I think I said it, I was so lost in the process early. I think the biggest deal for me when I got to reflect was I had to calm myself down in pregame. You know, I usually get pretty amped in pregame, but I'm like, just settle down, calm down, and just sat back and kind of watched the guys warm up, and it was like, you know, here we go, you know. So, but it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about me being a part of helping this organization win a Super Bowl and to help, you know, young men reach their goals. That's what it's about for me. And you know, the way to get to a Super Bowl is to win. So that's what we've got to do, and we got to do our part on defense.
How do you help this defense now without Taren in the mix for a little bit?
Yeah, you know, the thing that we do a good job of here, I think, is, and I said it before, is that the expectation doesn't change from player to player. We don't get, there's no cop-outs. There's no, you know, there's no, oh, this guy's down here. Next guy up. Let's go. We got a standard here. We're going to meet the standard, and obviously we're going to miss Taren. He's a heck of a player. But as you saw, we got some other pretty good football players on this team. You know, so when Taren comes back, we'll be ready to roll, and until that time, those guys got him.
Specifically talking about Cam Lewis, how important is he going to be for this team moving forward without Taren?
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody that's on the field for us, Maddie, not to you know, not to devalue your question or anything like that, but anybody that's on the field is of value to us. Anybody that's on the bench is very valuable. Like, making sure our backups, as you saw in this game, were prepared to go is just as important as making sure the starter's ready to go. So we dive into that. We spend a lot of time with that. And, you know, for situations that happened in the game, because there was a lot of moving parts, and you know, credit to the coaches for having those guys ready to go. I mean, very valuable. Very valuable. That, you know, that's a great question. I mean, like, you know, the fact that we can roll him in and feel like we don't skip a beat is, you know, is extremely valuable to us. And Cam's put a lot of time and effort into this thing, and hopefully he showed and can continue to show what type of player he is in a consistent way. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, two things. I think you talk about the next play mentality. Like, you can't get mentally hijacked. You can't get mentally hijacked. One play does not decide a game. You know what I mean? Even if the last play on that fourth down didn't go our way, that play didn't determine the game. There was so much before that had happened throughout the game. That's what's beautiful about football. And you know, I think that for him specifically, I think it's just a lot of things for him kind of came to a head, and he said, you know, maybe this was his moment. You know, not for us. We the expectation is that we know Jamarcus can make that play, but for him, it's like all the work he's put in the practice squad, you know, all the time he spent here in Buffalo in off seasons, all those type of things, that play right there, you know, for him, you know, might have been where it came to the point where, here we go, it paid off, you know. So really cool to see. Really cool to see.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.